in the middle of spending 2 days on the sugya of Chatzi Nezek Tzroros, and then we'll go weiter. Even though the sugya of Chatzi Nezek Tzroros is really a two or three blood sugya at the beginning of Ketzer Derego. But there are certain insights that we can gain from the way the sugya is presented on Gimel Amud Beis. So that's what we're going to focus in on, the presentation of the sugya of Chatzi Nezek Tzroros on Gimel Amud Beis. The background of the sugya, the background in our particular sugya, is because it's the example of Tolei Seyin Lav Ki Yoytzei Behen. The Shita points out that it is not entirely unique. Hachanami have imotzi leminkel in karen of yeshini letzroiras, the Revia Nezek. The Tosfos Shan says that the Gemara could have found a toldo sayin lav kiyotze ben when it comes to karen, and that's shinui tzroiras. That's if the animal boate, the animal kicks, animals don't usually kick. Be'ita is one of the toldo of karen. What happens if the animal kicks, and as a result of its kick, so something flies out, so that's koichai shel be'ita, it's koichai of karen. So the Gemara says, and then he pays a quarter. Gemara explains, why does he pay a quarter? Because of a suffix. If a suffix, whether it is karen, whether it's a suffix, whether it's chasik nezik shreiros, it's koichai of the, or do we say no, that there is no koichai when it comes to karen? So we have a suffix. So the Tosfos Shan says, but at the end of the day, we have a mazik which pays revia, and it comes out of Be'ita, and it's Karen. So the Tosfos Shan says, Achrei Kichleis HaKol, we could have found another, till the same Lav Ki Yetziven. I can imagine that other Rishonim would take issue with Tosfos Shan and say that's Vatera Sofek. So it's really only going to be a suffix of Tol Dosein Lav Ki Yitzven. But what's a vada of Tol Dosein Lav Ki Yitzven is Halacha Lamish Misinai of Chasi Nezek Tzveres. Good? So that's going to explain to us why Rav Papa and Beis Amud Beis said that when it comes to Oves and Tol Dois, we have two different models, Shabbos and the Tuma, and Rav Papa explained that when it comes to Hezek, so the Ov Tolda models both. How does it model Tumah? Tolda Sein Lav Ki Yotzei Behen models Tumah becomes Chasei Nezek Tzroros. Both in terms of the halachis of the Toldas are different than halachis of the Oves, and the source of the Chiyuv Hezek is different because the Chiyuv Tashlumen. Because the Chiyuv Tashlumen of the other Oves comes from an extension, let's say, mitam svar of the moment, of all the other ovis. And over here, the source comes from halacha l'meishim yisinai. It doesn't come from the parshas of Hezek. So this is a good example of tol nisein lav ki yetzei ben. Good. How do we come to even know there is such a thing as a tolda where we say that the halacha is alav ki yotzei ben? So Gemara says gemir la halacha l'meishim yisinai. Okay, that point that it's halacha l'meishim yisinai. So that is a machlokes and yedzayin amud beis, a machlokes sumchus and rabbanon. Sumchus holds that it is not halacha l'meishim yisinai. And yedches amud aleph, the Gemara has a machlokes of exactly what the sumcha say. On Yud Zayin Amud Beis, sumchus is presented as saying that he did not have the mesora of Chatzi Nezek Tzveres. His Beis HaMedrash had to learn Chatzi Nezek Tzveres without the mesora halacha l'meishim yisinai. And on Yud Ches Amud Aleph, the Gemara says, well, maybe Sumchus did have a Mesorah for chatzin nezik tsaris when it's koichai, but not when it's koyach koichai. That's again not for us to get involved right now exactly with the sumchus shita. Gemara on so our Gemara says that we have this halacha l'moshe m'Sinai. Precisely what is halacha l'moshe? That's what we're discussing now. Exactly what was the Masaira? So the our sugya would seem to indicate to us that the Masaira was chiyav chatzi nezek. And then our Gemara said that chiyav chatzi nezek and poter v'rshus harabim and the machlokes whether it is mishalem minu aliyah migufa. All right, they explained yesterday. But the chatzi nezek tsroiris, that certainly is the halacha l'meishim misina. All right? I mean, that's for sure. There is now the Shita quotes Rishonim who say that that part of the halacha l'meishim misina was it belongs to Regel, exactly which of it fits into. And the Tesha Shantz quotes a girsa which L'chara Rashi has, and we'll see in a moment, seems to be on Tes Vomit Beis, that Chatzi Nezek Tzroyreis is Memoin is also part of the Xeris of Halacha L'Mish Misina. So again, it's clear from our sugya Chatzi Nezek is Halacha L'Mish Misina. And there's a Machlokes Rishonim whether it's Chatzi Nezek Tzroyreis Regel, Chatzi Nezek Tzroyreis Memoin. Okay? Good. So that's what we want to understand. What is the difference of exactly what's the difference between the various Masoras? All right. So yesterday we explained the halacha of the Masora that chatzi nezek tzroiras, that the chiddush is that when it's paying chatzi nezek, that if you don't have the Masora like sumchas, you would say Nezek Sholem. That's the Gemara on Yud Zayin Amud Beis. Sumchus holds Nezek Sholem. So, and then, if that's the case, so then the Chiddush of the Halacha L'Mosh Misinai is that one pays Chatzi Nezek, not Nezek Sholem. Then the Svara would be that koichai kegufoi, right? The svara would be that koichai is kegufoi, just like frum b'yefiv shebefiv, ukub shebiragle. All of these things are not the body itself. So mali, if we dress, we put something on the shore, and then the shore moves along, and the thing that it's wearing and it's carrying knocks something over, it's not the guf ashore. So what does it matter whether Gemara says that Zugshim and Tzavarot's carrying this yoke, and as it moves along, its yoke knocks something, so that's the Tolda of Regel. That's not Gufay. So Mali Zugshim and Tzavarot, Mali Koychay. So Gemara, so we would say Nezek Shalom. Halach Lomish Misinai says that it's chatzi nezek, right? Tosfos brings a raya that this is what our Gemara is saying, because Tosfos says that the Gemara clearly understood it was poter b'shus harabim. Tosfos says, why was that the dover poshut? The Tosfos says, because the since mitam svara it's paying nezek sholem. So the halacha l'moshe m'Sinai is lahaka. We could say twice a little bit the same idea, but a little bit different. I think the same idea. That l'chayra the svara would say it's part of regel. Memela, it pays nezek sholem. Memela, it's potter b'shus harabim. Now, if I have a loch l'mishum esinai that's going to be mekel, so l'chayra, there's no reason to say that it's going to change the p'tur b'shus harabim. Only shaila is, how much is it going to be mekel? Loshen of the Rashba and the Shita, the loy matzino chatzin nezek menoliyah. Once the Kadosh Baruch Hu is being lenient in the Tashlumen, so it wouldn't make sense that so possibly Kadosh Baruch Hu is being even more lenient than Chasi Nezek Zalz Megufa. Alright? Hezra Dvarim, can explain a little bit deeper, is that on Daf Tesvav, the Gemara raises the question, Palgan Nizkamayin, Palgan Nizak Kenosa. The Gemara says on Tesvav Omid Beis that we pass in Palgan Nizak Kenosa. When the Gemara is explaining the Machlekes of whether Palgan Nizak Kenosa, Palgan Nizkamamayna, the Gemara says, if you hold, it all depends on whether we understand the Stam Shvarim to be Becheskas Shimur or not. So Lachara, when the Gemara says that Rav Papa says, Palga Nizka Rav Papa Omer Mamoina, right? Why? Because Stam Shvarim La Becheskas Shimur Kaiman, one has to expect it. Uvadinu Deboy Lishlume Kulei, and therefore you have to pay everything. V'achmon L'chosalei, Nakati L'yayitera. Kadosh Baruch Hu, for some reason, said that it's, even though it's to be expected, but it's not entirely expected. Right? That's a chos, but it from a svara perspective, lu yitzir, we were composing the halachas, we'd be mechayiv nezek shalem. It's part of your achrayas. Chos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a break. All right. So when halacha l'moshe misinai says that it comes to when it comes to chatzin nezek tzvaris, Sumcha says Nezek Shalem. Sumcha says it's part of Regel. So now Chatzi Nezek Tzreiris means Chos Rachman HaKadosh Baruch Hu had introduced a leniency. In other words, it's Regel, it's Urche, it's Chayv Rishus HaRabim, it's Potter Rishus HaRabim. Right? So now we have one suffix. Chatzi Nezek always comes together with a cap. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu had, what's Pshat and Chatzi Nezek? Sama Pshara. The Rebbeinu Shlom has a package deal. Now when he wants to give us a leniency, so he gives us two leniencies. One is there's a cap on how much that you don't have to pay the full amount. Ki'ilu, there's some kind of shared responsibility. Right? I have to expect if we're going to, or some kind of imposed social understanding that we both have to watch out. We both have to have an achrayas because we both want to have our shvarim in the public area. We both want to be chayv every time. And that the liability that I create when I buy the shor is a limited liability. I don't. Lu yitzur, again, Rav Shimon's mahalcha. Lu yitzur. That a shore would be unlimited liability, so do a different business. Why would a person go into a business where the tools that he has have unlimited liability? So Kadosh Baruch Hu says, part of the deal is not more migufa. You always know that when it comes to this kind of a hezek, which is very hard to prevent, and it's chayiv Rishus HaRabim, so there's a limitation of what, how much achrayas you may makabel upon yourself. So now when it comes to Chatzi Nezik Tzroiris, so Kadosh Baruch Hu Keilu said Chos Rachman al Chos Rachman. Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted to have Rachmanas. So now the suffix is it a package deal of Rachmanas? Chatzi Nezek Migufoy or the Zalach Lomayish Misena just Chatzi Nezek? Is it a total chiddush of what's the Chos Rachmanay, or is it fitting into the model Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us that Chos Rachmanay means there's a Kadosh Baruch Hu's Rachmanas ki'ilu. I don't have rayas for this. I'm just suggesting as a possible way of thinking about it. That there's a shared responsibility that an animal may, something may fly out of the animal as it's walking along. That's part of the way we work. We're going to have work animals. We're going to have to take equal responsibility for these unusual things to happen. So it's part of the package deal that once the Kadosh Baruch Hu says this deserves some kind of accommodation, so it deserves the accommodation of not creating a liability that is through the roof and would make it not worthwhile having the animal altogether. Right? Because just svaras. But that would be that's the question that the Gemara has. But we understand that the halacha l'moshe mi-Sinai is coming to help make an accommodation for the owner of the shore. So that's what's one mahalach. And that's how we get regel with Tol Lisei and Lav Ki Yaitse Ben. Because of Koicha. However, when we saw yesterday, that's not the L'chaira is not the way Rashi learned Pshat. Chatzi Nezik Tzroiris. Hoysim Alechis V'itizat Tzroiris B'Raglel V'shibu Sakelim V'kayim Malon Dichsa Gemir Allah L'moish M'Sinai D'Mamoynehu V'loi K'nas. So L'chaira Rashi is very clear that he understood part of the Lech L'moish M'Sinai was that Kadosh Baruch Hu was imposing what was teaching us that I have to compensate. That without the Lech L'moish M'Sinai, I would say I'm poter altogether. V'afal gav the polga nezek shel negicha v'kenas kemir l'kamon. Hi, Palganizga. Hi, Palganizga. Mamay Navi. Vehilchach Lav told of the Karenu. El de Regel. The Mikayach Regel de Osim. Uke Regel Lehave. The Regel Mashalim Nezek Shalim. So it's part of the told of Regel. The Mikayach Regel Huda Osim. Rashi L'chaira is referring us to the Gemara in Tesvav and Beis. Gemara says, Tiyuvta v'hilchasa, palga nizka kenasa. Gemara has a braisa. A braisa says, Zeh klal, kol she'ena mishalem, the Brisa really said, whenever you pay more than what you damage, you pay kefil, so that is a kenas, as we discussed yesterday. So the Gemara says that that's the case, so then it's clear that palga nizka kenas, to yufta vilchasa. Right? Tiyuvta, we have a kasha that proves it. Hilchasa, we have a mesaira. So the Gemara says, Tiyuvta hilchasa. What do you mean? Either it's a kasha or it's a mesaira. Right? If you have a kasha, that means you've proven something. So then, because of the kasha, Gemara is very clear. The Brisa says, whenever you're payment is not in sync with the damage, it's got to be a knas. Bilchasa means it's a Mesira. So the Gemara says it's either a good Kasha or it's a Mesira. The Gemara says, yeah, it's both. Why? Taima mai have you to yuvta mishum loy ketani kemosh hizik loy psikale. He says, because the Kasha is not a perfect Kasha. Kasha, if it would say mishum deloika tani kemoish izik, it doesn't say whenever you don't pay exactly what you damage. It says whenever you pay more, or whenever you pay really more, we are medayik less. But that's leipsikale. That is not universal. Came the ika chatzi nezik tsroyres to hilchas al gemira lo demamoyno mishmachi leika tani. The Gemara says that it's not a perfect kasha. It's a kasha with a Mesorah. Why is that? Because we have a situation where we have Allah Moshe Mitzrayim of Chatzi Nezek and Mamoinu. Right? So this is what Rashi is referring to. That the part of the Allah Moshe Mitzrayim is that Chatzi Nezek Tzroreis is compensation, is Tashlum and not penalty. Again, the nafkamina between the two mahalchim is whether chatzi nezek tzroiros should be chayiv al pi edim al pi moidim a chatzi nezek tzroiros poter a chayiv. But lechayra from this, once you if you as Rashi says, and that's why when the Shita Mekubetzes argues with Rashi. So the Shita Mekubetzes argues that we don't really have this girsa. Kasha number one, he says, Tosh Rishan says that Heich v'may korela told the rego. Heich Mesapki have he told the Karen Nishan Megufa later on in the second paragraph. Or even it's our reference here is also if it would be clear that the Lochal of Moshe Mitzrayim told the Rega, then it would be a suffix of Nishan Megufa. The Yeshlam of the Kule Alma Moded the service have he derech Hilucha have he told the Rega. Then he says, "Mishum de okil ba rachmana shalachayva el chatzi nezek." Af anu noymer shalachiya ba el chatzi nezek de omer migufa. Vim toymar lama. Like Omar, the nafkamin have a memoinim like Kenosa. The bish lemele rapapa like motzi lemei mar hoche mishum rapapa gufa isfirle the filu bachatzi nezek the karen have a memoinim. Vyesh loimar the sova the rova she writes to the damois tsroyrus le regel mishneitz dodim. One of the two places. Logesin, that is it. Logesin and Bereva Sarn de Mamoinu. Vigesin and Lay, Loy Boyle May Mashilchas de Mamoinu. Taisa Shan says, we don't have this Girsa. Then he brings a Raya from the second period that they could not have had this Girsa. So the Tosfos Shans Rashi, Tosfos Shans is supporting what we said until now, that it's that the halacha of Moshe Sinai was that Me'ikar Adin, there should be a Nezek Sholem, and I don't need Allah to teach me anything but Chatzi Nezek. Alright? That means Svara Koche Kegufa. And Rashi had a Girsa, as we see in Tetzvam and Beis, that the Allah is that it's Mamoina. So what does that mean? What would I say without the Allah Mishmisina? I would say it's potter altogether. Koch is lab gegufa. Right? That's what on Daf Yudzayin and Beis. That's how Rava sets up the two tzedadim. Rava says we don't understand the chachamim. If koch is gegufay, then he should pay nezek shalom. Koch is lab gegufay, we should pay nothing. Right, so the two tzedadim that we're pointing out of here, the Gemara has that on Yud Zayin Amud Beis. Amar Rava, Bishloim Asumchus Kasava Koche Kegufai. Amar Rava, Bishloim Asumchus Kasava Koche Kegufai Dami. So there might be a question of whether he has a halacha lemeshut sinah and koich koich. El Rabbana Nikegufai Dami Kula Nezek Shal Boi Lishalim. Vilav kigufay domi chatzi nezek nami l'leshalim. Hold them a rabba l'olam kigufay domi chatzi nezek tzoyres hilchasa gemira lo. Right, that's the way that we've said until now. That really is kigufay. Have to pay nezek sholim and halach l'mishin HaKadosh Baruch was chas. Good, but the alternative, the girsa that Rashi has, the lush of the Gemara in your test of Abba and Beis says that the halacha l'mosh mi-sinai is as mamoina. That means without the halacha l'mosh mi-sinai, I would say that it's not mamoina. That I'm not chayv to pay for it. I'm not chayv to pay for it. Shvi chayv nothing. It's beyond my control. It's beyond the... So. And then the halacha l'mishmin teaches me that it is mamoina. Halacha l'mishmin probably teaches me that it's a told of rego. Right? And now the Gemara says, if I'm obligated to pay chatzi nezek, and the halacha l'mishmin is mechadish, that it is then I'm chayiv, so what are the parameters of the chayiv? Which is the Ram? Which is the Yochid? Min Aliyah, the Gufay. So that's the Machlokes Rishonim in understanding our sugya, right? Tosfos is strong raya. If we had to line up the raya to say, Girsois, we have two Girsois, right? Yav Rishonim will say that that being part of regal is part of the chiddush. All right, that means that that's part of, that's the girsa that says that part of the halacha lemoish sinai is mamoina chiv altogether. Good. So the girsan tesvom base supports Rashi. The lashon of the Gemara on Yitzayin Amud Beis would also seem to support Rashi, because Gemara says either you're going to tell me that it's that Nezek Sholem or it's nothing. It's nothing, so then it's not Mamoina. So the Chiddush is that I'm paying something, but it's. But I'm paying something, but Torah is Mamoina. And but Al Pi Svara, I should say that it's Potter altogether. The way that our Gemara reads that Potter B'Shus HaRabim is a Dover Posha, and Gufoy is part of is the question that has to be posed. So that reads very well according to Tosfos, because the svara is that I have to pay. The svara is I'm paying tashlumin. The chiddush is I'm paying less. Right? According to the way that Rashi learns the sugya, the chiddush is that I'm chayav to pay something altogether. I should be potter mitam svara. Elamai. That once the halacha lemoish b'sinai teaches me that it is part of regel, so memela it makes more sense to say if I have a regel which is chayiv chatzi nezek, so if I had to discuss the oifen hezek, the way the hezek took place, I would say this for sure follows regel. When it comes to tashlumen, I don't know what to say because it's chatzi nezek. So it makes more sense to say potter b'shus harabim. It's ad kan. Good. So that's the sugya. Halacha lemoish b'sinai, a machlokes rishonim in whether koichai kegufai is a svara or whether koichai kegufai is a chiddush. Right. What's at the root of the machlokes? What is? Do we say al pi svar? Is it logical to say koichi kegufa or koichi lav kegufa? Correct. What is the chiddush of halacha lemoish b'sinai? But if the chiddush is that chatzi nezek tsroros is paying chatzi nezek, it should be paying nezek sholem. That means that Tosfos holds that mitam svara koichi kegufa. If on the other end we say that the halacha lemoish b'sinai is that mitzad svar should pay nothing, that means mitam svara koich is lav kegufa. So far so good? No?
Can we say that one more time?
Yeah. We pointed out is there is halacha lemoish b'sinai. Simply put, there are two gersois and what the halacha lemoish b'sinai is. Right? Two mesorahs on the halacha lemoish b'sinai. One mesorah is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mechadesh, she gave us a break. Chas rachmona. Right? One mesorah is HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mechadesh shechiyev. Mesorah A, we're calling Tosfos mesorah, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu that because Baruch Hu was mechadish a leniency, an accommodation. Mesayra of Rashi is Kadosh Baruch Hu was mechadish a chiyuv. All right. Two gersois, whether it's palga chatzi nezek tsroros, or whether it's chatzi nezek tsroros told in the regel mamoina. All right, any combination of that. Good. And they're newer nafkaminas. right? Whether chatzi nezek is chayiv on the edim and bezin, or there's a chayiv. My animal walks along, hits a stone, flies off, and breaks your keli, right? And I run to bezin and I say, I did a terrible thing. My animal was mazik ayidei koyach yir keli. I'm a chayiv and my potter. Is there an etzem chiyav if there's no bezin, no edim? Do I owe you money? Right, lechora no dependent is good. So we have everything. Right, we have the pshat nesugya according to both shitas. We have that the machleik is probably based on different kisveyad, and we have the nafkamina. Right, what are we missing in understanding the sugya? What has to be explained? Good. No, go ahead. What are you going to say?
I was wondering if there was any way Tosis could hold the Girsa of the Hilchasa Gemir Lot
and Mona. Who is it? Could hold what?
Of the Girsa of the Hilchasa Gemir Lot and Mona.
Okay, it is mine.
And possibly that because it is Mamayna, I need the Hilchasa Gemir Lot to teach me that it's Pata.
So that's. I mean, that could be.
It's tough to say that the whole thing, the whole Machlokes Rishonim is based on.
I agree with you.
So, I'd rather have the same gear stuff
than just running
a different
way. Right, so the only thing I'd point out of here is two things. One is the gear stuff, I agree with you, the gear stuff is a nice way to organize it. You see from the Lashon of Tosfos that he's really being medayik in the fact that the Gemara understood the Petrushus Rabbah to be a Dabar Pasha. Okay, so I agree with you. In this particular case, we know that the two gear stuff extend. We know that Tezushan says that he says there was a claim that there was such a ksaviyad, and the Tezushan refuted the possibility of that ksaviyad. Right. So again, so in this case, it's I agree with you that the ksaviyad, the gersois are not essential to understanding the sugyas, and what you're saying is entirely conceivable. Okay. Zev?
How would Tosus read the Gemara in Shavuos, Alam Gemel, that says, it just says,
right. Well, the same question has over the base in our Gemara.
You could say that he also didn't have that here as well.
So that's what Daniel is coming to help out. I would assume that he didn't have that Girsa. Right, Daniel saying he had the girsa, but he learned Hilchasa Gemirala that even though it's Mamoina, we only pay Chatzin Ezek.
Because Mamoina needed the halacha.
Okay. And then
right,
how,
okay. Yeah.
And then how would Rashi read Hada Amar Rava, Le'olam Kigufu Yami, Vichatzin Ezek, Soros, Hilchasa Gemirala? I mean, it sounds like.
Right, so Lachar.
Yeah.
So Lachar Rashi would say that. Rashi would say that it has to be a told of regel, either because that was part of the lachon leishmi sinai, or because it's mikach regel. So then it makes sense to say that it's going to be that when you look at the hezek, it's going to be have the same requirements as the hezek of regel. Just like I get a pass. When my animal eats b'shus harabim, because animals are supposed to eat b'shus harabim, so again, the pass not told us heaven as well. However, when it comes to tashlumen, so once the Torah wants to give me a break, how far does the accommodation go?
Okay, I mean, even though for some folks, kedufa dami means that it's nezek shalom. According to Rashi, you say that when we say the
Rabbanan
say
Kegufa Nami,
yeah, it just means a separate
Tashlumin.
Okay.
Were you saying Kegufa or Mishalim Begufa? What were we asking? I thought you said Mishalim Begufa.
No. On Yitzhak Abiz, right, Rabbi, we say that, okay, either you're going to say.
Oh, I'm sorry, I answered the wrong question. Go ahead.
Okay.
Sorry.
So we say that either the Rabbanan are going to say Kegufa Nami and then you have to think that's like Shalom, or they're going to say
Kegufa Lav. Right.
It's a slap for Nami, and then you're going to be part of the Gamer. But then we end up saying that Rabbi says la'olam kegufo dami, which would mean that you should be paying nezek shalom.
Correct.
The chatzin nezek soros comes like mirila, which would mean that we would bring it down to chatzin nezek. You know? So how would Rashi read that you're pater before the halacha?
Right. Right. Even a stronger kasha, but that's what I want to discuss. Even a stronger kasha is what remains to be understood is we have a machlokes on what the svara is. Right? We have a machlokes, what's the essential issue between the two shitas? Whether koiche kegufoi or koiche la kegufoi. Right? Same point, your point in terms of the text. But what I'm raising is that this is the question of Birka Shmuel, that how can there be a machlokes on whether koichoi kegufoi or lav kegufoi? Gemara is saying that whether you see the two gersois, ultimately the two shitas are saying, if I wouldn't have a gzeres hakosu, so would I be machayv koichoi or not? In the absence of any limud, would I be machayv koichoi? How do you translate kocho?
The same way as by adam. Anything that's from an extension of a person, so like kocho today, it would be the same.
Right. Right. So kocho is some kind of extended hezek.
We said yesterday, they created the force to make it happen.
Right. It's not a kocho achem uruboy.
It was the cow's foot that is what.
Right.
Gave the rock
of
energy to fly.
Right. But they have a hard time finding an English word for it. Phrase, maybe. Maybe two phrases. There must be some legal terms as well. Right? But koichai means that it's not begufo, it's some extension. Right? And what's so hard to understand is how do you distinguish between the extension of zug shevet savara and the extension of the pebble getting thrown out. Both are not kegufa. But the Birka Shmuel, the way the Birka Shmuel phrases the question is that how can we say that in the absence of any source, we would say koichai lab kegufai? That's what the way Zev said it. If I don't have a source, so then in all other areas of halacha, koichai is kegufai. It's not entirely correct, but in areas of compensation and damage, koyches kegufay. Right? Could be the Nachas Shabbos. We need to talk about it. So the Birka Shmuel says, "Omar Rovim." Omer Ravim Bishleiman Izam Beis Sumchus Kosover Koyche Kigufay Dami Amul Rabbanon Iki Gufay Dami Vali Kulin Ezek Boy Shlume Vila Gufay Dami Vilchazin Lilishalim Vitzarachian Bamed Misapkalil Rabba Bidas Rabbanon Ikoyche Kigufay Dami V'homvadai v'chol ha-toyer minan de-koyche ke-gufay domi ki-goin l'gabe ritzicha. Right? Dechsev, we discussed this in passing 2 days ago. Dechsev, noshel ha-barzel min ha-eitz. When it comes to hariga v'shoigeg, so the Torah is very clear. If Reuven, even if Reuven does not punch Shimon and kill him that way. He was chopping wood. Something flew out and killed. No, that's Troiris. That's Koyche Kegufoy. V'chein l'gavei odom de'azik, ayde Koyche. And that's what Zev was saying. Kiche v'neyei. Eish. Right? We won't discuss later on with the Eishim Shem Chitzah Shem Amoyim. But chitzoi is tzroiris. Tkoichai. V'shemati kushezu mipi agoin agodler b'chayim David Temel. There are three Reb David Temels in our literature. I'm not sure. One was from the time of the Native Yehuda. I'm not sure which one this is. That's his kasha. So how, I just said the kasha a little bit differently. So Birkas Shmuel is asking it, how could you have such a suffix? Asking the same kasha. How could you say that in the absence, right, again, in the absence of halacha l'moish misinai, we would say, koichai lav kigufay dami. Mecha teisa. What would be the basis for saying such a svar? That is one of the, that's the machlekes Rashi and Tosfos. It may not be why they're arguing. The reason they may be arguing could be because they're different yesodes. Right? That's what Daniel takes issue with. But it could be. It could be that the point that Zev made before, that the easiest read of the Gemara and Tes Vav Amid Beis is Mamayinu. Right? The easy way to read the Gemara. So the Machlekes could be in a Girsa, how to read a Gemara. Tais is saying the easiest read of Gimel Amid Beis, that Potter B'Shusser Rab is a Dabar Poshut, is Kenosa. It's Mamayinu. That I'll be Svari B'Chayiv everything. So again, why they're arguing is not what I want to focus. How they got to their argument. However, it's clear from the Rashi, the Shita, the Gersois, Tosfos, that there's a machlokes as to what is the chiddush of Allah l'meish b'sinei over here. That machlokes is a machlokes as to what are we supposed to assume without the Allah l'meish b'sinei. What is the svar pshuta? And she was asking, what's the svar chitzoinus? How am I supposed to think in the absence of halacha? So, l'chayre, that's very hard to say that in the absence of a direct hayra, of a posuk, of a limud, of a halacha, I would say that koyuchay lav kegufay. That it should not be responsible. That we should make a chiluk, the different ways you could say, between zug shevet savara and the pebble that flew out. So Birka Shmuel asked that kasha. He said, and I heard this kasha, b'shem Chaim Dov Tevel. Could be that Birka Shmuel often point out, you have to also evaluate, is a kasha a valid kasha? We want to understand the svara without halach l'mesh misina. But the kasha was asked by Hagoyin Hagono. The way we're saying it is the way that Zev said it before, that l'chayra, to say that koyuchay lav kegufay, that's inconsistent with what we've learned so far in Hilchas Nezek and Hilchas Resicha. All right? Now, so tell me, how would you solve this kasha?
That's only if I told us we're talking about the same Malkiyetzeveh.
That's the result, right? The result is that here you have told about Malkiyetzeveh.
Oh, so let's say we learn like Tuma.
Yeah.
So in the cases of Tuma, it's not Kovos Lachkufo.
Yeah. But we know that in the world of Hezek, Chaych is Gufa.
For all the cases that we've discussed so far, this one's an exception.
And so how would you articulate that exception? How would you imagine the exception? That's why the kashuv here is, that's what I'm saying, our Gemara is saying, in the absence of any hayura, so we would say Chaych elav kegufa. For carrots. In the absence of any error, we would say, I shoot an arrow. Chetze. Gemara says you're chayiv. So you understand so well why the Tosfos Shanz is saying this Girsa of Rashi just couldn't be. I said something it couldn't be. You read the Gemara in Shavuos, Tazam and Beis. The Girsa, how you? Because the Girsa of the Rashi is against the Mahalach of all the Sugis until now. So what's the Hezra Adab? What would you say? What's the distinction? No?
No. Because Rashi is forced to because of the way he understands her papa.
No, that's good. But how do you understand Mitam Svara, though? How could you explain this then? How could you explain the inconsistency? That he was forced to say, good. Teish the Shans. Sani Rashi should have changed the girsa. Shouldn't accept the Tzaviyat. V'nirali liyashev. Lefi ma sheshamati b'shem meri rabbi zechusi yogin aleinu. That's the usually the code word for Reb Chaim. Usually Reb Chaim gets like a whole line in Bibush. But maybe. Beyer b'divri aram milchas nizkei momen. The soiver that srovish ayadei shinoi have told the regel upitura v'rshus rabim. The netsroiris madahave told the regel who mazik mechudosh. V'loi oisoi din mazik the shore. So, Chaim was bothered by the following Rambam. Bottom. Birshus Hanizik. Okay, Bata's what of?
Sure.
Which one is sure?
Karen.
Birshus Hanizik. So Karen Birshus Hanizik is Chayiv, correct? Just like regular. Right? Vitiza Tsroiris Machmas Habi'ita. So we have Tsroiris of Karen, not Tsroiris of regular. Vizikoi. Chayiv l'shalem revia nezek. Pays a quarter. Shezeh shinoi hu batozas hatzreiris. It says shinoi in tzreiris. Tzreiris the Karen. Im tofas and nezek chasin nezek em sivi yodoi. Why is that? Because clearly the Rambam is saying he has a shinoi, he has a suffix, right? Ha'isam aleches b'shus haRambam u'bata b'tiz atzroiris v'zikir b'shus haRambam. So then Potter im tofas a nizek rabbi a nezek ein mitzvi yodei. Why? Shadav a suffix shem a shinoi hu ve'einai told the regel sherei b'ata. He does be'ita. It should be Karen. But it's a tzroiris. So what's the tzroiris of Karen? So tzroiris of Karen, Gemara leaves it open. Rambam says that it should be at most chatzi chatzi nezek. Why? Because the most you pay for Karen is Chatzi Nezek. Tzroiris is Chatzi Chatzi Nezek. So most you would pay is a quarter. But on the other hand, it could be that it's Bechlan Al-Chaim altogether. Because who says that there is a Chatzi, that there is a din of Tzroiris and Karen? So Reb Chaim was bothered. I mean, wouldn't mean you have a suffix of whether there's tzoros lagabi karen. Tzoros is koychay. If you're chayav beguf, you're chayav for koychay. Kol haTorah kula koychay is kegufa. So Reb Chaim was saying, how could the Gemara entertain the possibility that there's a chi of hezek and there's no chi of koichai. Right? So, Rav Chaim explained that they told the that it's Roris Mada Havi told the regel who mazik mechudosh vili oisoy din mazik the shore. Chaim explained, but that's not true because according to taking the Mahalach of Rashi, that's Roris Bechlal Zechidosh. That it's the Chidosh of Amoinu. Ramah holds like Rashi. If Ramah holds like Rashi, that means that Tzroiris is a mazik mechudosh. The like oisoy din mazik d'shor. That din shor who raksha mazik begufa. Avo masha eino mazik begufa lehave shor v'tzorech limud al zeh du bechlal shor. Right? I would say Reb Chaim a little bit different. I would say Reb Chaim as saying that koichai, we only have learned koichai v'odam mazik. We haven't learned koichai by Behema Mazika. Kasha is that Koichoi is Kegufoi. So, in vintage Rav Chaim Mahalach, he would say that you have two Mahalchim of, two sources of you. Legabe Adam Mazik, we learn Koichoi is Kegufoi. But in Achanami, the very, very fact, again, Shitas Rashi, Rambam, the very fact that the chiddush of the halacha l'meishim Sinai is tzroiris is chayiv, that means without the halacha l'meishim Sinai would say tzroiris is potter, so mizeh roim that koyach the behem is like a gufoy. All of your rise are by yodam amazim, not by behem amazim. Koyach the behem is takeh chiddush. So once it's a chiddush, let's just finish up Rav Chaim. Once it's the Chiddush, the Tzorech Limit al Zeh, the Rechazin and the Gam, the Zeiko, the Shlif Sholel, Nami Havi Rak, told of the Rego. So my problem that I have is how do you distinguish between Koichai and Shlif Sholel and Zug Shivit Savara? Isn't that also Koichai? So again, Malach Rav Chaim, exact opposite. He says, the fact that you see that it's a tolda means it's taka, a chiddush, it's an extension. And the tolda was only willing to go as far as Shlif Shevet Savara. When Chazal established tolda the Karen, right? Tolda the Regel. How far did they go? Chazal went as far to say, if the animal is wearing Zug Shevet Savara, that is the extension, that's Chayiv. Vayis Tachayis, any further extension is not even imaginable. What's the tolda? I need a tolda, I need Chazal to tell me that I'm going beyond what's Mashat Kosev HaTorah. Mufurish HaTorah is Gufay. Legabi Odom HaMazik, Mufurish HaTorah is Koichik HaGufay. Chazal, in defense of Rashi and Rambam, Chazal told us when it comes to Behema, not only am I not going to say Koiches Kegufoy, I'm going to tell you that even Zug Shevet Savara is not told us, not the Yod. It's a somehow I have to understand that since this is Keurche, and I would probably add, and I'm the one who put the some human being put the yoke on it. Some human being put the saddle on it. So I created a behemoth with an extension. So for me, that's still part of my behemoth. But I didn't create that todas. That's koichai. So Chaim says, "Ere chazin and degam beziku b'shluf sholel. Nami habi rak toldo the regel. Umevur the short the azik loy begufei mamish." You see that any extension is already a limud. Nimzus zeh chidsha alocha the shor amazal they koychay havi bechlal shor. Umemela ilava alochel amosh mi Sinai. Oz hoyu adin de mazgay de koyachon lehami bechlal shor klal. Vekevan de ikar adin to have a shor umishum alocha shegil solanu. Do shor. Evkein shapir posuk Rambam. That feel tshorish al yedei shinoi have a told the regal uptubish the rabbim. They came to mazik mechudish melochel amosh mi Sinai. Ein onu mashgichim klal im urche oy mishune u bechol inyan who told the regel of the bishus rabbim. So the chiddush, once I say that koyche is lav kibuf in lagavei behema, the Torah was mechayev me and my behema. The Torah was mechayev me if I extend my behema. But mecha takes the Torah is mechayev me on something which my behema, on something which my behema caused. Again, if you go back into the Rabbi Shimon kind of thinking, so you can understand very well that the Rabban Shalom wants to limit the liability of Shvarim, limit the liability of behemas, or to have some shared liability between the Mazik and the Nizik. Some point with the Nizik has to be as Mechroi as well. So once the Torah said, Legabe behema Mazik, I'm Chayib Fagufoi. And you see from Chazal that it was only Gufoi because Zug Shivit Savar is already a Tolda. Why is it not? If Koich is Gufoi, it shouldn't even be a Tolda. We don't think that if a person is Mazik, if a person does Ritzich Al Yedei Koich, we wouldn't call it a Tolda de Ritzich. I'm not sure what it would even mean. Ritzich wasn't given to Ovis and Toldas. So Rechaim says, Fakert. That's what the Bechshon is pointing out. Rav Chaim explained that in Behema, Koicha is a Chiddush. So the Nekudas HaMachloikis between the Rishonim, whether they had different Kesoyis or not, is Koicha Kigufoi, is a Mamish Kigufoi, it's an identity. When we say that if a person kills Ayyidei Koichai, so that's not a Chiddush. That's not a Mamazik. Koichai is Kegufai. It's the same level of Achrai, same level of responsibility. Or do we say that Legabe Odom, Kiddush Baruch Hu said, Koichai is Kegufai? The Gabe, the care a person has to have about his own actions, is part of his achrayas. But the Gabe behema, Torah is only mechayev me for the behema itself, not for koich. Ulefize yivur divrei agamara. Shapi the dafk the Gabe shor amazik mesapkul the rabbi b'das rabbanon yikoich guf mishum nahu da'adin shor hu rak kishemazik begufon. Aber man schein am mazik begufon yedei koichoi. Who mazik mechudosh? Mishum Allah chalom ayish misinai. The chid shel Torah that bishkul chal shor. Who misapkalei l'rava? My kosavi rabbanon. I kosavi koychoi ki gufoi domi lechayev nezek sholem. In other words, this is along the lines of what Daniel said in his miyashiv Zev's question. The suffix that Rava had is once we have Allah chalom ayish misinai. That's mechayev. So how far did the halacha l'mesh b'sinai go? Was it mechayev koichai mamish kigufoi? I have a new mechayev now. V'kavonosish and estabik b'beir din halacha im gil salonu halacha d'shar ha'shizak koichai havi k'shar mamish and ezek sholim oi da halacha gil salonu lav havi k'shar mamish v'im kein l'chayev klal. The suffix that Rav is expressing over here is the way that Birka Shmuel says L'chayra, that is the 2 days in the Rishonim. Once the Kadosh Baruch Hu was mechayev me through the halacha l'meishu mi-Sinai that koichai is kegufai, so did the Kadosh Baruch Hu say I'm chayev for koichai, but it's a mechudosh to gehezek, so therefore Pteros Kenas, right? Kadosh Baruch Hu, what? Right? So according to Rashi and the Rambam, that would have been the case. Would the halacha l'moish misayin not? If it wouldn't have said that koichai is kegufoi, once it is roch the koichai kegufoi, then it becomes a din of mamoina. Right, that's part of the xeris hakosav. According to Tosfos, mitam svara is mamoina. Right, halacha l'maisa, all the rishonim agree that chatzi nezik tzvaras is mamon. Only question: how do you get to that? Is being mamon part of the chiddush or not? In other words, do we say that koychei kegufoi is an identity that Hakadosh Baruch Hu taught us in the context of anam mazik, but it extends to every mazik, or is koychei kegufoi a unique part of anam mazik? And I need exercise of cost to teach me that koychei kegufoi applies to them as well. But it's a chiddush. And since it's a chiddush, so how far did the chiddush go? So it only went to chatzi nezek. How far did the chiddush go? Did it go to only be gufoy? So the Gemara says no. It became a told of rego. So once it was broken, it told of rego. So then it has all the halachas of the payment of rego, except for this one din of chatzi nezek. But the aside over here is whether when it comes to human beings, so it makes sense that means I'm as responsible for the result of my actions as I am for whether the result of my action is direct impact or indirect impact. What does it matter? When it comes to my behavior, it's very significant. It can start to go either way. Because when it comes to my behavior, so then we're trying to balance the responsibility of the mazik and the nizik. So when we are ascribing certain achrayas of the nizik, and that achrayas creates accommodations for the mazik. When a Kadosh Baruch Hu is saying Chosale, so in that context, that is the Machlekes of Rishonim. Is Koichei Kegufoi that the results of your actions are actions? End of story. Finished. Or do we say that when it comes to a behavior, so my responsibility is for the behavior itself, and any extension which I created to the name, but an extension which comes up to heaven, because Baruch was Machai. All right? Okay. So we'll go back to tomorrow with the show.